At the top of the news this morning, Pope Benedict XVI was in Assisi yesterday to mark the 800th anniversary of the conversion of St. Francis. Speaking in the City of Peace, the Pope called for an end to all armed conflict and offered St. Francis as a universal model of holiness. Chris Altieri reports.
It was an intense Sunday afternoon for Pope Benedict XVI in Assisi, filled with meetings, speeches, familiar faces, and seemingly numberless crowds of well-wishers, young and old. After Mass in the morning, during which the Holy Father issued what he called a pressing, heartfelt appeal for an end to armed conflict, especially in the Holy Land and the entire Middle East region, the Pope shared Sunday dinner with 300 people, including the local bishop, Domenico Sorrentino, Franciscan friars and sisters, and the Prime Minister of Italy, Romano Prodi. In the afternoon, Pope Benedict visited with the poor Clares of Assisi, at whose convent he had been many times a guest before his election to the See of Rome, and the participants at the General Chapter of the Conventual Franciscans, who welcomed the Holy Father with enormous enthusiasm. Pope Benedict spoke of the danger posed by a diminished understanding of Christ and a mutilated image of St. Francis, saying the only key to understanding St. Francis is the true faith of the Church in Jesus Christ. The high point of the pilgrimage, however, was, in Pope Benedict's own words, his encounter with the youth of Assisi in the Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels.
Forza insieme, via con le mani, su! Su le mani!
Fully 8,000 young people were on hand to hear the Pope's words of guidance and encouragement.
Voce, voce, facciamo sentire la nostra voce! Il Papa in fondo alla piazza!
Carissimi giovani! Grazie per la vostra accoglienza così calorosa, sento la fede. Sento la gioia di essere cristiani cattolici.
The Holy Father offered the example of St. Francis to the young people as an alternative to the life of easy money and cheap thrills.
Come negare che sono molti ragazzi e non ragazzi.
How many of us, asked Pope Benedict, are tempted to follow the young Francis, the Francis from before his conversion?
Di negare da vicino la vita del giovane Francesco prima della conversione. Sotto quel modo di vivere c'era un desiderio.
Making once again his own the invitation of the man he called his beloved predecessor, Pope Benedict invited the gathered youth to open wide their doors to Christ.
Aprite le porte a Cristo. Apritele come fece Francesco, senza paura, senza calcoli, senza misura.
Open them, said Pope Benedict, without fear, without hedging, without measure. I'm Chris Altieri.